Rope construction. The most common types of rope construction are kern mantle, laid, braided, braid on braid, kern mantle rope. Kern mantle rope, a jacketed synthetic rope composed of a braided covering or sheath, mantle, over a core, kern, of the main load-bearing strands. Kern mantle construction is typically used for life safety rope, while all other types of rope construction are used for utility ropes. Composition. The core. Its strands run parallel to the rope's length and work with the covering to increase the rope's stretch resistance and load characteristics. It is made of high-strength fibers, usually nylon, which accounts for 75% of the total strength of the rope. The sheath. The sheath provides the rest of the rope's overall strength and protects the core from abrasion and contamination. Kern mantle rope comes in both dynamic, high-stretch, and static, low-stretch, types. Dynamic rope is used when long falls are a possibility. To reduce the shock of impact in falls, dynamic rope is designed to stretch without breaking. Because this elasticity is a disadvantage when trying to raise or lower heavy loads, dynamic rope is not used for hoisting applications other than as a belay line. Static rope is used for most rope rescue operations. It is designed for low stretch without breaking. According to NFPA 1983, low stretch rope must not elongate more than 10% when tested under a load equal to 10% of its breaking strength. Static rope is used for rescue, rappelling, and hoisting. It is also used where falls are not likely to occur, or only very short falls are possible. Laid, twisted, rope. Laid ropes, constructed by twisting fibers together to form strands, then twisting the strands, typically three, together to make the final rope. Most natural fiber ropes and some synthetic ropes are this type. Laid ropes are used exclusively as utility ropes. Disadvantages of laid ropes. They are susceptible to abrasion and other physical damage. Damage immediately affects the rope's strength because such a large proportion of the load-bearing strands are exposed. Advantages of laid ropes. The strand exposure makes laid ropes easy to inspect. Braided rope. Braided rope, constructed by uniformly intertwining strands of rope together in a diagonally overlapping pattern. Braided rope is mostly used as utility rope. Most braided ropes are synthetic, although some use natural fibers. Advantages of braided rope. It is less likely to twist during use than laid rope. Disadvantages of braided rope. Its load-bearing fibers are still vulnerable to direct abrasion and damage. Braid-on-braid rope. Braid-on-braid rope consists of a braided core enclosed in a braided sheath. It is also known as double-braided rope. Braid-on-braid rope is most often used as a utility rope. Braid-on-braid rope versus kern mantle rope. Braid-on-braid sometimes gets confused with kern mantle rope because both are jacketed. Kern mantle rope has a core rope strand running the length of the rope, while braid-on-braid rope has a braided core running the length of the rope. Advantages of braid-on-braid rope. Braid-on-braid rope is very strong. Half of its strength is in the sheath and the other half is in the core. Disadvantages of braid-on-braid rope. It does not resist abrasion as well as kern mantle rope. The sheath may slide along the inner core of the rope. Rope maintenance. All rope must be properly maintained, inspected, cleaned, and stored, so that it is ready for use when needed. A log must be kept so that personnel can record the rope's use and maintenance history. Skill Sheet 7-1 describes the procedures for inspecting, cleaning, and storing a rope. Inspecting rope. Personnel should inspect all ropes after each use and inspect in used rope at least once a year. Document inspections in the rope log. If damage is found, remove the rope from service and have it destroyed. Damage includes embedded shards of glass, metal shavings, wood splinters, foreign objects that can damage the fibers, kern mantle rope. In addition, firefighters should inspect rope for irregularities in shape or weave, foul smells, discoloration from chemical contamination, roughness, Abrasions. Deterioration, fuzziness. Note, some deterioration is normal. Rope that is excessively fuzzy in one spot or overall should be removed from service. Laid rope. Synthetic laid rope should be untwisted so that all sides of each strand can be inspected. In synthetic rope, mildew is not necessarily a problem because the fiber resists rotting and molding. However, mildew must always be removed, after which the rope should be cleaned and reinspected. When inspecting synthetic rope, look for the following: soft, crusty, stiff, or brittle spots. Cuts, nicks, or abrasions. Excessive stretching. Chemical damage. Dirt or grease. Other obvious flaws. Natural fiber-laid rope deteriorates with age. When it reaches the end of its manufacturer's recommended service life, it must be removed from service. The rope's age can be determined from the rope log. When inspecting natural rope, look for the following signs of damage. Ruptured fibers and powdering between strands indicate the rope has been overloaded. Dark red, brown, or black spots between the strands, along with a sour, musty, or acidic odor indicate rot and mildew. Powdering between strands indicates internal wear. Brittle or ruptured fibers, dark red or brown spots, salt incrustation, or swollen areas indicate chemical damage. Rust spots, which occur on ropes in pre-rigged pulley systems or ropes that are stored with other metal devices, indicate weakened fibers and reduced holding power. Accumulations of heavy, greasy materials indicate adverse effects on rope strength and reduced holding power. Note, rot will quickly spread from a rotten rope to a new rope if they are stored next to one another. When rot is discovered, the rotten rope and any surrounding ropes must be immediately removed from service, cleaned, and reinspected. The storage area should be cleaned, dried, and ventilated before putting the rope back into it. Braided rope. Visually inspect braided rope for exterior damage, such as nicks, cuts, heat sears, caused by friction or fire, and excessive or unusual fuzziness. Inspect for permanent mushy spots or other deformities by feeling and squeezing the surface of the rope. Braid on braid rope. Feel for lumps, which indicate core damage. If the rope's diameter has shrunk, this may indicate a break in the core. If there is any damage or questionable wear on the sheath, examine it carefully. Check to see if the sheath slides on the core. If it does, cut the end of the rope, pull off the excess material, and then seal the end. Visually inspect braid-on-braid rope for heat sears, nicks, cuts. Maintaining rope. If not properly maintained, synthetic and natural fiber ropes can be easily damaged. In addition to the manufacturer's instructions, the following guidelines can help to ensure that ropes remain in good condition. Avoid abrasion and unnecessary wear. Rope can be weakened from constant vibration against apparatus compartment surfaces, compression when stored in tight spaces, and surface damage due to chafing or dragging over splintered, rough, or gritty surfaces. Avoid sharp angles, bends, and knots. Sharp angles, bends, and knots can reduce strength by as much as 50%. Protect ends from damage. Whip or tape cut ends to prevent unraveling. Avoid sustained loads. Natural fiber ropes have less ability to bear sustained loads than synthetic fiber ropes. If they are subjected to heavy loads for long periods, they can break well below the rated load limit. Never exceed the load limit of any rope or subject it to sustained loads for more than 2 days. Avoid rust. Keep all synthetic or natural fiber ropes away from rust, which can weaken rope in as little as 1 to 2 weeks. If ropes become rust-stained, inspect the extent of the stain. If it is halfway through the rope, then the rope may have lost as much as half of its strength. The rope should be removed from service and destroyed. Prevent contact with chemicals. Natural fiber rope is extremely vulnerable to chemicals and solvents. Synthetic rope is not entirely resistant to damage from oils, gasoline, paint, and chemicals. Do not let rope contact storage battery solution, washing compounds or solutions, or animal waste. Strong acids, alkalis, and solvents can also damage any rope. Reverse ends of the rope periodically. Uncoil the rope and recoil it with the location of the ends changed. This will ensure even wear along all portions of the rope. Do not walk on rope. Walking on rope grinds dirt and debris into the strands and bruises the strands by compressing them. Cleaning rope. After use, visually inspect the rope to determine if it has been contaminated or soiled. If the rope is contaminated or soiled, use a stiff bristled brush to remove loose surface debris and grime. If additional cleaning is needed, follow the manufacturer's instructions and consult the general cleaning guidelines in the following section. Synthetic fiber ropes. To loosen embedded dirt particles, wash synthetic fiber ropes with a mild detergent or fabric softener added in lukewarm to warm water. Do not use bleaches or strong cleansers. The following three methods are used for cleaning synthetic rope. Washing by hand, place the rope into a utility sink filled with water and detergent. Scrub the rope with a bristle brush. You can also place the rope in a mesh bag, allow it to soak in the sink, and then agitate it by hand to remove grit. When the rope is clean, rinse it thoroughly in clean water to remove detergent. Rope washing device. Commercial rope washing devices consist of a bristle-lined plastic tube that has a garden hose connection on one side. The rope is manually fed through the device, and multidirectional streams of water clean all sides of the rope at the same time. These devices remove mud and other surface debris. However, these devices cannot be used with detergent and do not address deeper cleaning problems. Washing machine, rope can also be cleaned in front or top-loading clothes washers without center accessories. Place the rope in a mesh bag to protect the exterior from abrasion. Set the washer on the coolest wash/rinse temperature available and use only a small amount of mild detergent. A washing machine can also be used to rinse a rope that has been cleaned with a high-pressure washer. After you have washed and rinsed the rope, you must dry the rope immediately. To dry the rope, you can spread the rope out on a hose drying rack, suspend it in a hose tower, or loosely coil it in a hose dryer. Never place it near a heat source or use a heated dryer because heat can reduce the rope's tensile strength. Avoid drying or storing in direct sunlight, as ultraviolet light can also weaken the rope. Natural fiber ropes. Wipe or gently brush the rope to remove as much of the dirt and grit as possible. Do not use water, as this will damage the rope. Water initially strengthens natural fiber rope, but over time it damages and weakens the fiber. If the rope gets wet during use, dry it thoroughly using the same method described for synthetic rope. Maintaining a rope log. Keep a rope log for every life safety rope throughout the rope's working life. The log must include product label, identification label, and manufacturer's instructions. Information regarding purchase date, use, maintenance, and inspection. Incidents that result in impact loading. In addition to visual inspections and known failures, maintenance log information helps determine when the rope should be removed from service. You may store the log at the station or in the rope storage bag. Rope logs are not required for utility ropes. Rope storage. Proper rope storage helps ensure that a rope maintains its condition and rated load strength and reaches its life expectancy. Whether stored in a fire department facility or on an apparatus, the rope should be in a clean, dry, unheated area with freely circulating air currents. All rope must be protected from the weather, stored out of direct sunlight, and kept away from chemicals, fumes, and vapors. Ropes should not be stored in the same compartments where gasoline-powered tools or fuel containers are stored. New rope is generally stored on reels until it is placed into service. The best method for storing rope is to place it into a nylon or canvas storage bag. The bag makes the rope easy to transport and protects it from abrasion and contamination. Mark the bag to indicate the type, diameter, and length of rope and the unit to which it has been assigned. You can also attach the rope log to the bag. Ropes stored in bags can be deployed quickly by holding the end of the rope and dropping or throwing the bag. The weight of the rope inside the bag carries the bag toward the target, and the rope unravels from the bag as it travels through the air. The bag may have a drawstring and shoulder straps to make carrying easier. Webbing. Webbing is used in conjunction with rope for both life safety and utility applications. It comes in many forms and may be a piece of material, loop, ladder belt, rescue harness. Materials and construction. Webbing is constructed from the same materials used to make synthetic rope. It can be flat or tubular, in either a spiral weave or chain weave design. 1 inch, 25 millimeters, webbing is the most commonly used in the fire service, although webbing used for other applications may be larger. Any webbing used for life safety applications must be NFPA 1983 compliant. Flat webbing. Flat webbing is constructed of a single layer of material that resembles an automobile seat belt. Though less expensive than tubular webbing, it is stiffer and more difficult to tie into knots. In rescue applications, it is mainly used for straps and harnesses. Tubular webbing. Tubular webbing is commonly used for rescue applications. It is easier to tie than flat webbing. The two types of tubular webbing are edge-stitched and spiral weave. Edge-stitched webbing is formed by folding a piece of flat webbing lengthwise and sewing the edges together. Spiral weave tubular webbing, also known as shuttle loom construction, is preferred for rescue work. Inspection, maintenance, and storage of webbing. Care, cleaning, and maintenance of webbing follow the same guidelines used for synthetic rope. Always follow the manufacturer's instructions, especially for life safety harnesses and ladder belts. Many firefighters carry a 20 to 30 foot, 6 to 9 m, length of utility webbing in their protective coat pocket. You can quickly tie utility webbing into a loop, attach it to a piece of rope hardware, or wrap it around an object. Roll or daisy chain long lengths of webbing for storage.